I'll give you a little bit of background of the next meditation. So this is the main meditation that we're going to be doing, the Om Ahom meditation. And Jane emailed me before about a little bit of background about, well, what does the Om Ahom stand for? So I've kind of called it that meditation because that's the most, it's easiest way to recognize it. So these syllables, Om Ahom, I might just start the screen share actually and show you. So there we are. They're the syllables. The white Om, these are in Tibetan, the red R and the blue Hum. It's a depiction. It's called a seed syllable. So it's a depiction of a property of our mind that we have the seed or the potential for enlightenment. And we can be told that in words, but how do we have it as an experience? So by imagining a white Om and a red R and a blue Hum and thinking about what they represent. So the Om represents the completely purified, enlightened form. And when we do the meditation, we imagine the white Om kind of in the center of our skull, radiant, made of light. And it's there because all of our senses are based in our head, aren't they? Sight, sound, touch, taste, everything's there in the head. It's kind of like the seat of our form, our physical form, and also the brain there. So the machinery, the driver of the body there, the brain. So the Om is like a signifier that we have potential for enlightened form. We have the seed of it. So it's recognizing that. And then the R at the throat, it's to remind us that we have a potential for enlightened communication, enlightened speech. And the Hum at the heart, that we have a potential for a fully awakened, enlightened mind. So the blue Hum, like unobstructed space. You know, we think of looking up at the sky, and as you look up towards the very top there, it gets darker and darker, doesn't it? That rich blue that just goes on forever. So the same with the mind. When we see various tunkas of Chanrezig or Tara, any of the Buddhas, often those paintings of the tunkas, if you look on the other side, they've drawn an Om and an R and a Hum at those levels of the form of the tunka. And that's a way of blessing the tunka, of inviting all the qualities of enlightened body, speech and mind into that object and becomes a holy object, like consecrating the object. When we do visualizations of any of the tantric deities, they always have a white Om, a red R, and a blue Hum to show that they're fully enlightened Buddhas. So it's a signifier, very profound signifier. And we too have that potential. The nature of our mind is no different from the nature of the mind of the Buddha, of Tara, of Chenrezig. We also have that potential. We just haven't, like a seed, we haven't grown it to its potential yet, but the potential is there. So it's all very well to be told that, oh yeah, I've got the same potential as a Buddha, but we don't feel it, do we? Because we have no way to relate to it. So this meditation is a way of beginning to relate to it, beginning to see that potential and focus on it. And whatever we focus on becomes strong, we become familiar with it. And then when we become familiar, then one day we'll be able to embody it, literally. So it all starts with this imagination. And for a while, it'll just be an imagination. Then after a while, the imagination will begin to match what's there, and then after a while we'll have a direct perception of it. So don't feel that it's silly to start off with make-believe like that, because even though it starts as make-believe, it is possible to bring it into reality. It is an actual potential. So it isn't silly. And in fact, to have that full experience of enlightened body, speech and mind, we've got to relate to it in a full way with our body, speech and mind. So that's why we need to do a meditation, and it's why we need to chant. And when we chant it, we hear the syllable, we feel it in our body, our whole body resonates, and our mind is experiencing the meaning. So again, we get integrated, body, speech and mind becomes very powerful. So this meditation comes from Lama Yeshe, and here is a photograph of Lama Yeshe at Mooloolaba in Queensland, taken in the early 70s. Lama Yeshe meditating on the beach. It's the best of both worlds, isn't it? And there is a depiction there of the Om, Ah, and Hum. This meditation was led many times by Lama Yeshe, and it's been collated in this book called Life, Death, and After Death. So actually, it's a book about life, the universe, and everything. And he leads this meditation and talks about it all the way through the book. When we imagine these syllables, we kind of have a quite a sophisticated imagery in our mind, because we're so used to watching movies. So we're used to seeing things from a big panoramic shot and then zooming in really close. And you know, when you zoom in, the thing gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So when we imagine these Om, Ah, Hum, they're actually quite delicate and very bright, quite small in our body. But when we're doing the meditation, of course, because our focus goes to them, then we can think of them as being really big. It's up to us. It's nice to think of them. They're there as seeds all the time. So now we're going to bring our attention to them. So let's start the meditation. Getting back into that posture that we should be fairly familiar with, straightening our spine, aligning our vertebrae, hands in the lap, right palm on top of left with thumbs lightly touching, elbows a bit out from the torso. Making sure our head is just slightly tilted forwards and pulling the chin back a bit, at least making sure it's not sticking out. Relaxing the jaw, teeth just slightly apart, tongue on the upper palate behind the top teeth. Eyes gently closed. Letting your shoulders drop, just pulling them back a little bit so the whole chest and heart area is open. And then, having adjusted our body, now we adjust our mind to set our motivation. What is the purpose of this meditation? So we have a purpose for oneself and for others. The purpose for oneself is to be able to release all of the distractions of this life and bring forth our good qualities, to cultivate those good qualities so naturally we experience happiness. We become calmer, kinder human beings, wiser, with a clear mind. the meditation, the purpose for others, is that why we want to do this is a lot more than just ourselves, just our own benefit. But we're interconnected with everybody. We're in the world. Everything that we do has consequences, and what others do has consequences on us. So we need to create harmony and safety. We need to be able to help others bring forth their good qualities, not be a trigger for their negative ones. So this is a good starting point for the motivation, but we can have a much bigger reason for doing this practice, that by recognizing our own nascent potential for enlightenment, we have that potential within us. We just aren't aware of it. So we're going to do this meditation to bring forth those enlightened qualities, so we can become a Buddha, become enlightened with perfected body, speech and mind, and then be able to effortlessly, perfectly help every single living being out of suffering and into everlasting happiness. That can be the ultimate result of this meditation. So we set that as our main purpose, and then everything else in between we can also get. So imagine in the center of your head is a white Om. At the level of your forehead, there in the middle of your skull, a beautiful glowing white Om. And recognize that this white Om is the pure energy of the divine body of all the Buddhas. It's the essence of completely purified physicality. It's radiating blissful white light, emanating light in all directions, and vibrating with its own sound of Om. And this white light and the vibration of Om fills your whole body. It fills all your veins and arteries, all the strata of the muscles of your body, all the inside of your bones. It flows through all of your nervous system, your psychic channels, filling your whole body with blissful, radiant, white light energy. And as this blissful white light flows through you, it cleanses or purifies all of your illnesses. It completely cleanses and purifies your DNA. All the negative karmas collected with the body. All addictions, compulsions. Your entire body from head to toe, completely full of blissful, radiant, white light energy. So concentrating on this experience, filling your whole being, we'll recite the Om together. Om. 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 So letting that resonance flow through your whole body, the white light flowing through your whole body. Every atom vibrating with this white light energy, purified, enlightened form. Remaining perfectly still, fully aware. All your attention on the light consciousness, the white Om at the center of your head. Be intensely aware and let go without sluggishness or distraction. Unconcerned with good or bad, not reacting, completely free of any internal conversation. Your mind intensely aware of the white light energy. Your body filled, energized with blissful white light. Feel that all the illnesses and negativities are completely purified in that white radiance. You are in tune with enlightened physicality, And now gently move your focus to the red R there at your throat. It's radiant like the sun at sunset. Blissful warmth and radiance. And recognize this red R as the pure speech of the Buddhas. This red syllable there at your throat also makes its own sound, the sound R. And blissful red light, like the sun, radiates throughout your whole body. It flows through all of your subtle psychic channels. It flows through your blood, through all of your muscles and your bones, filling your whole body with radiant red light energy, limitless energy like the sun. And all impure conceptions of speech are completely cleansed and purified. As the radiant red light fills your body, all the uncontrolled negative speech is cleansed and purified. All the harmful speech cleansed and purified. And as we recite the syllable R and that sound resonates in our body, your speech becomes harmonized with enlightened speech, enlightened, perfect communication. The very sound of the R resonating in your throat and your body harmonizes all of the strata of your communications. Your speech becomes harmonious. So once again, we'll recite the R together. Resonating through your whole body with the radiant red warmth and light, the red light energy filling your whole nervous system, every atom becoming radiant and glowing with this red light energy. Ah. And now just be without expectation in a state of intense awareness of your own consciousness, stable awareness. Your whole consciousness is the red R. Don't feel that you're looking down at the R. You are the R. The sound resonating in your whole experience. Non-dual, spacious. Feel that your speech has been completely purified and cleansed. The impetus to communicate, purified. All the negative karma has accumulated with the speech, cleansed and purified. All the internal dialogue harmonized with enlightened speech. All of those internal habits, negative ways of framing the world, destructive speech patterns and ways of describing, completely cleansed and purified. Your speech, your impetus to communicate, the main way we connect with others, completely purified in that blissful red radiance. And now gently shifting your focus to the blue hum at your heart. Recognize that this blue hum is the non-dual wisdom of all the Buddhas. Is radiating blissful blue light in all directions. This blue light permeates all of space without obstruction. The blue light fills your body. The sound of the hum resonates throughout your whole body. The experience of this blue hum, the infinite, boundless wisdom of all the Buddhas. In this blue radiance, you lay down the burden of all afflictive emotions, of all distorted states of mind. All narrow thoughts disappear. All obsessive minds disappear. All indecision and doubt disappear. It's not that they go anywhere, they just disappear in this radiance, infinite blue light. Your consciousness, infinite blue light. Embracing entire universal reality. And so just as the light from the hum radiates in all directions, so too does the sound, filling all of space. Oh. The sound waves radiating throughout space in all directions without obstruction, continuously traveling through space in all directions throughout the universe, throughout many universes. And as the sound waves radiate, so too does your awareness expand. Your intensive awareness, embracing all of universal reality. Just feel and be without expectation, limitless clarity, limitless space, intensive awareness, clear, blissful. your awareness without limit, connected with all living beings, embracing all reality. Non-dual. This is the pure nature of your mind. Recognize this as your nature. And then once again, becoming aware of all three radiant syllables residing there in your body. Feel that blue hum, the strength of the radiance of that blue and that sound pervading everything. The natural purity of your mind. The red R, radiant and expansive at your throat, bringing the warmth of communication to all beings. The white Om in the center of your head, radiant, clear, blissful. All of our senses and their expression completely purified. Our body no longer heavy or congested, but clean, sparkling, clear, like diamond or crystal, radiant with white light, recognize these three seed syllables as the seeds of your own potential for enlightenment. Body, speech, and mind. There within you all the time. And dedicate all of the efforts and the merit, the good-heartedness and good intentions, the sincerity of this meditation to being able to remember, recall these three syllables. To recall our potential for freedom and enlightenment. That we can bring forth those qualities, those enlightened qualities, for ourselves and to benefit the infinite living beings. Feeling the harmony and the resonance of those three syllables. And making a strong determination to live our life in harmony with these three modes of being, in harmony with enlightened activity, with enlightened communication, with the enlightened mind of limitless love, compassion, and wisdom. So dedicating all of that energy to being able to, in this way, enlighten ourselves, become fully enlightened Buddhas, and in that way be able to effortlessly, spontaneously help all living beings achieve this state also. And then take a nice deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. Feel very happy for having done this meditation and connected with your enlightened potential. And we can say a dedication prayer. So many of you are familiar with this dedication prayer from the Way of the Bodhisattva. His Holiness the Dalai Lama's favorite dedication. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid. May those bound be freed. May the powerless find power. And may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then, may we too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. So thank you very much, everybody, for coming to the meditation tonight.